Mr. Burns thinks that Jesus can't forgive him for all the bad stuff he's done. But I know Jesus would.
It doesn't matter how many times you've done wrong, Jesus forgives them all. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or maybe it's even good night. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Let me ask you, have you ever done something wrong and then had to pay a fine for it? For example, like forgetting to return a library book on time and then having to pay a late fee. You know, when you do something wrong against God's law, the only way to pay the fine for your sin is either to be punished for it or to accept salvation from Jesus. It doesn't matter how many times you've sinned. Jesus has saved you from having to take that punishment by paying your fine on the cross. So you can accept his forgiveness now, like it says in 2 Corinthians 6:2. Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Our story today is called A Fine Free Day. Look at this, Mom, Conrad pointed to a webpage on his tablet. It says here the local library has declared today to be a fine free day. All overdue books can be returned without paying a fine. Conrad grinned. I have a whole bunch of books that are overdue. Conrad's sister laughed. When the librarians see you coming, they'll be sorry they made that decision. Think of all the money they'll lose. Go get all those overdue books, Conrad. Then we'll go down to the library, said Mom, grinning. And after this, try to return your books on time. As Conrad pedaled his bike toward the library ahead of his mom and sister, a man who lived in their neighborhood staggered up the sidewalk. Oh, great, thought Conrad. Mr. Burns is drunk again. Hey there, Conrad, Mr. Burns said in a slurred voice. Where are you going? Conrad stopped his bike. I'm going to the library to return overdue books. Today is a fine free day.
Sure wish they had a fine free day at City Hall, muttered Mr. Burns. I've paid out a bundle of money down there.
He stared at Conrad with blurry eyes.
Hey, you're a good Christian kid. You suppose God has a fine free day?
Conrad blinked, then replied,
Sure he does, Mr. Burns. Today is fine free day with God, too. Jesus paid the fine for our sins by dying on the cross. If you trust in him, he'll forgive you and waive the fine. He forgave me. And he'll forgive you, too.
Mr. Burns shook his head.
Easy to say, kid. You only have a few little sins on your record. I got a whole pack of them.
Conrad pointed at his backpack, which was full of books.
Whether I return one overdue book today or 20, it makes no difference. And it doesn't matter how many sins are weighing us down. Jesus paid the fine for them all. We're all sinful and need to be forgiven.
Mr. Burns nodded thoughtfully as Conrad's mom and sister caught up to them.
I sure'd like to believe you, he shuffled toward his house. I'll think that one over. A fine free day, huh? Sounds pretty good to me.
So how about you? Have you done something really bad? It doesn't matter what you've done, Jesus offers forgiveness. He paid the fine or the penalty for your sin. God doesn't measure sins and forgive only small things. Before the Apostle Paul was saved, he persecuted Christians. He called himself the worst of sinners. But he received God's mercy, and you can too. God says now is the day of salvation, a fine free day. So why not trust in Jesus today? Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 6:2.
Now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
And our key thought. Jesus paid the fine for your sin. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.